Thank God for godly spouses. We find these words in Genesis chapter 2, beginning in verse 20. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh in its place. And then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." From the beginning of mankind's existence, it was God's plan that the marital relationship between a man and a woman be that of unity, a oneness, a relationship of common purpose, common priorities, common moral values. Jesus in Matthew 19 and verse 6 tells us that in this relationship, we are joined together by God Himself. It is a sacred union, God ordained. Jesus also said in this passage that what God joins together, let not man separate. Truth is that more than 50% of marriages will end in divorce, with the most common reason being listed as irreconcilable differences, which simply means that one or both parties were unable or unwilling to work through and reconcile whatever difficulties or differences that exist in their relationship. These difficulties most often can be attributed to the presence of greed in the relationship, covetousness, foolish pride, selfishness, alcohol and/or drug abuse, fornication, a general lack of commitment to the relationship, and the list goes on. I believe, though, if you boil it all down, the true cause of the destruction of the home or the family unit is found in the fact that one or both parties within the relationship are living ungodly lives. It is my belief that if honest and sincere men and women would commit themselves to living moral, righteous, Christ-centered lives, there would be far fewer broken homes, broken marriages, and broken hearts. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us that as godly husbands and wives, we are heirs together of the grace of life. Let us thank God for godly spouses who share our commitment, our faith, and our love for the Lord.